Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for cussing out an old man at 6 a.m.?
I mean, but why? Give me the context. You can't just curse somebody out and not explain yourself.
Well, I know it sounds abrasive, but then I read her submission, and I, too, was appalled. You can always send us Am I the Jerks at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Email us or slide into the DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Julie said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for cursing out an old man at 6 a.m.? With four kids, we're typically running out the door late, but I was a bit early today, so I decided to stop at Walgreens to pick up a few things.
Okay.
I strolled through the snack aisle to pick up a quick pack of my kids' favorite donuts for them to eat before school. Not the healthiest, but it was a Friday.
A little something.
There was an old man already in the aisle. I smiled at him when I entered the aisle and proceeded to pick up the donuts to leave. Well, tell me why. This old man looks at me, pick up the little pack of donuts, and blurts out, well, there goes the hips. I turned around, super confused, making sure that's what he said. And I replied with, well, that was very rude of you.
Mm-hmm.
He then says, I guess we're going to have to widen up the doors for you to walk through with a grin on his face.
Okay, chill out. Now he's trying to be funny.
She said, I had to take a moment to really process what just happened. And I just went off. I said, God bless the women in your life for having a male figure like you. And I just went off and started cursing at him, telling him all the words in the book in both English and Spanish.
Wepa! Yes, you know.
I could not believe someone would really be that rude to a complete stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for cursing at an old man at 6 in the morning while I'm trying to make my kids' Friday morning better with a sweet surprise?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm laughing, but no, like, I already can't stand this guy.
Sure.
You ever had an old person say something to you this appalling, like, to you, where you're just like, is this real? Am I dreaming?
Old people are hella rude.
I have had it happen.
Oh, yeah.
When I was bigger, an old man said something to me.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Similar?
He was an in-law. He was a grandpa in-law. And I'll never forget it. And I remember being like, did he just comment on my weight?
But hold on a second.
Like, what?
Take time out.
First, you're in shock that someone's that bold.
Bold,
and
yep.
Two, you're like, are they just mean? Like, what are they so mad about?
Are they trying to be funny? What's happening right now?
Mean and unnecessary?
Most people get taken aback by it because you don't know how to react. You're like, wait.
You're like, who would say that?
Huh?
Is it real?
Right.
But it's real.
But it's real.
And this guy, the way he like led into it twice.
That's weird.
Ugh.
He was clearly just feeling like talking to somebody and he's just like this in his life.
He just doesn't respect anyone. You can't respect anyone if you talk to strangers like that. You don't, that, what a, how disre, the
right.
Disrespect.
Right.
That's what's really killing me with this one.
But do we always have to match the disrespect?
No.
Now, I will say, I do think it was great how she started saying by, oh, Lord bless the women in your life, right? Mm-hmm. But she could have left it there. She could have made him feel some type of way, kept it pushing, mm-hmm. didn't need to lay into him as thick to say, I gave him the list in both English and Spanish.
Well, there's nothing worse than just trying to do something nice for people on a Friday morning and mm-hmm. you're in a good mood and you're like, I'm going to go get some donuts and make my kids happy and we're all going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody says something. Like, talk about ruining someone's day at 6 a.m. I think he had it coming.
100%.
I support this. I say she is not the jerk.
She snapped.
And I would snap too.
I don't necessarily want to call her the jerk. I just think she did too much. She could have just said what she said and left it, but she went in.
Well, he did too.
Mm.
So why not?
All right.
This is not when they go high or when they go low, we go high. This is when you go low, I'm going low.
Yeah, I'm going lower, boy. You go low, I'm about to take your ankles out, boy. Watch out, old man. That's what you're saying.
414-533-1037. Now, you can text or you can call that. And, of course, people are totally texting in and they are fired up. Somebody said, not the jerk. Grandpa, go home and go back to bed. Somebody said people like that never get put in their place.
Mm-hmm. True.
I don't know.
True, though.
Somebody says she's the jerk for her reaction. Okay.
All right. See, now we talking. I'm not saying she's the jerk. I'm not answering. Y'all do.
Thank you. Somebody said he got what he deserved. Okay. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, this is going to be a good one because we have a special bonus caller at the end.
Surprise.
Who has something to do with this Am I the Jerk. I cannot wait. The question is Nancy the jerk for cursing out an old man at 6 a.m. after he made two comments to her about her weight when she was trying to buy donuts for her children on a Friday morning? So let's just go to the phones. Let's start with Brianna in Milwaukee first. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
What do you think? Is she the jerk for going off?
Okay, I'm a little triggered. She is definitely not the jerk.
Okay.
I feel like nowadays people feel like they have the ability to comment on people's weight, on your appearance, on your parenting. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he didn't even know why she was buying it, had something negative to say, she had every single right to go clean off on
Yeah, well, and the other thing clean is, think off. About it. Think about when I was losing weight and I was in the middle. I was still big.
Yeah.
So imagine she's actually, like, losing weight. You don't know anyone's story.
Sure,
but I know people who are in the middle of a huge weight loss who still would look bigger to some people because they're not done yet.
They might have already lost 100 pounds.
You don't know what you're talking to, man.
And what you could be doing.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't know if they have thyroid issues. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but you don't know.
But anything could be the case, right?
You don't know. So anyway.
Anything could be the case. And he was 100% in the wrong. Like 20 years ago, 24 years ago, I was pregnant with my first son, went to Walgreens, had a craving, bought myself some candy as a treat, and a woman behind me was like, oh, that's really healthy. I was floored. I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were buying my lunch.
Projection. Like, she probably hates her life and her body, and I'm just going to say it and be blunt about it. So screw her. I'm sorry that happened to you, but 20 years later, you're pretty awesome. Let it go. We got this, girl. We got
that
this.
Part.
We got this.
But she is not the jerk. I would have went in for the next 20 minutes.
We appreciate your call, Brianna.
Bye, girl.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too.
Now, this next one is not afraid to say the opposite. Amber is in Hartford this morning. Amber, you're very brave.
You saying jerk.
Okay. I get it.
Explain now, yourself.
Okay, so I'm going from a slightly different perspective. Okay. And, you know, I say she's a jerk just because two wrongs don't make a right. Be the bigger person. Okay. Take the high road. Respect your elders.
If that's your side, you can take that side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's the blah blah. It's the, you know, crap you hear all the time,
it's
right?
It's the Midwest nice way to approach it.
It's not blah, blah. Some people do thrive by living their life by being kind to anyone and everyone, no matter the circumstances. DZ and I are not like that.
I try to be nice.
We are not built like that, okay?
So while I'm saying she is the jerk, and it is because, you know, she could have just said, I'm buying it for my kids, let it go. You know, she ruined his day, too, because he wasn't expecting it. But I'm here for it. I would have done the same thing. It's okay to be a jerk sometimes.
Is she
That's
saying,
what I'm saying.
Okay,
it is a jerk move, but it is warranted.
Justified jerk.
That's the jerk part. It is, but also, like, If I was her and I didn't be a jerk in that moment, yeah. I would have been stewing in my brain all day. Like, okay. I should have said this. Fair. I should have said that.
That part. I do want to say Nancy is a queen for that part, because a lot of us would not have responded. And the fact that she got it out, we would have been mad for weeks, right?
Oh, we would have ranted about it to anybody that would have listened.
Remember how Brianna just talked about somebody from 20 years ago? Mm-hmm. That would have been Nancy had she not said anything. Yeah.
That part.
And now she's telling the opposite story about how she snapped.
I love it. Amber literally said jerk, but justified, and I respect it because I'd be the jerk too.
All right, Amber.
Preach.
We'll talk to you later. Bye. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, well, Sarah's in Kenosha, and she's one of our regulars. It's been a minute since we've talked to her. She got JT as the theme song. Sarah. Somebody.
Allie.
Hey. Hey, somebody had the guts to say jerk.
Oh, now we know why,
though. She probably likes old people as best friends. Sorry.
She just befriends everybody that's at the gym at 11 a.m.
Leave Amber alone, man.
She does mall walking.
Amber walks around Gurney Mills at 6 a.m. with them.
Hey, yo, why you have to go there?
Because there's no mall in Hartford. That's why she has to go to Gurney. Amber, we love you, and we were just kidding. We were having fun.
I'm sorry.
Sarah, seriously. Jerk or not the jerk for cursing out the old
not
man?
The jerk.
Boom.
Not the jerk. Old people, I'm sorry, they need to stay in their lane. Mm-hmm. They think that because they grew up in a whole different thing that they know best, and just keep it cute or keep it mute. What is that saying?
I've never heard that. Let me write that on our board.
Keep it cute or keep it mute. Did you start a t-shirt?
Yes.
That's good.
And I'll buy one. My order's coming in.
That's good. That's good. I'll take a 2X.
Yes. I just think that it's like, don't insert yourself. And that's every generation, but the older generation is a little bit worse at it. Don't insert yourself where you don't belong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's very true.
Let her do it. She wants to get her kids a treat. Get her kids a treat. She wants to do something fun. Who cares?
Well, the second he inserted himself... Now it's
fair. Right. I would have went off just the same.
Well, the good news is we have a very special guest on the phone next. We normally don't have a fourth caller, but I'm going to surprise you. Guess who's on the phone, Sarah?
The old person.
Even better. Even better. Nancy's husband.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, the husband.
Let's go.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
So, Sarah, we'll talk to you later. We're going to get to him.
Bye.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Let's do it. Julian is fired up in South Milwaukee. I almost let him off the phone. He goes, no.
Hold on.
He goes, I'm her husband. And I went, oh, it's all coming together.
Now let's talk to you, big dog.
Julian, when do we fight?
Good morning.
When do we leave?
When do we ride? Dawn? Dusk? What's up?
Good morning. How are you?
What's going on?
Oh, man. Did this really happen to your wife? This is wild.
This really, really happened. I was at work and received the call. And she was like, can you talk? And I was like, yeah. And she knows I drive trucks and whatnot. Yeah. So she was like, I'll call you back. But usually when your wife's like, can you talk? You know, it's something serious.
You need to talk. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So she told me what happened. And... like, I was just appalled because it's like one of the other callers said, the older generation think they can just say whatever they want and there's no repercussions. And DZ, I'm mad at you that you said she's the jerk.
Hold on, Julian. When? Play the tape back. When did I say she was the jerk?
You said she was the jerk for responding.
I said I like how she started. I didn't like how she finished. She didn't have to lay it on him. She took the man out. She might have given him a heart attack.
He deserved it.
But you should have known. Once you find out she's Hispanic, you know they do not hold their tongue, for one.
Facts.
Right?
I will take that. Okay, I'll take that L. Okay, Julian.
You knew it was over.
And then, what if it was your wife or your mom? Would you have still thought that they shouldn't have responded?
No, because I would have been bailing my wife out of jail. Yeah.
Exactly. Like I told my wife, she's lucky I was not there because who knows what I would have said.
That part. Nah, for sure. I respect that, man.
Least you have your wife and you guys have each other and she can call you and vent to you and you are connected in that way versus this old man who I bet probably hasn't gotten laid in 100 years and is alone and lonely.
And that's why he's bitter.
And I said what I said.
And we're not wrong. You know we right, y'all.
Uh-huh. So, whatever. Screw him.
But it was my first time calling in, so it was the perfect call.
It
I've been trying to call in forever and she gave me the secret. so it worked today.
Oh. Now you got the sauce. Well, hey, let's call today day one. Tomorrow we're going to holler at you for day two. Let's get you a theme song, yes, man.
Let's go.
All right, man. We'll holler at you later.
I'm going to buy your kids donuts.
That, for real.
And I'm going to bring them over.
Let somebody say something about my hips.
Bring it. Oh, man.
We'll holler at you later, Julian.
Bye, Julian.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Peace.
Wow. That was a great full circle. I would have been curious what did her husband think. So we kind of got the whole story to the end. What she did after, how she called her husband. I love it.
I like the full resolve. And of course, not the jerk.
Obviously. I mean, Amber tried. She tried to be positive in a way, but
the way she spun it was nice, though. Said, listen, jerk because she went in, but listen, I would have been a jerk with her.
Absolutely.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.